Good morning. I'm Doug Cooper. We continue now with Ag Life. Jeff Mitchell, Cooperative Extension Cropping Systems Specialist with the University of California's Division of Agriculture and Natural Resources, working with cover crops in addition to an eight-year-long research looking at carbon in the soil. Let's talk first cover crops, Jeff. Any specific types of cover crops seem to be working well in the valley?
The winter small grain cover crop, triticale, is very frequently used in dairy silage fields because it grows very well. It grows like gangbusters. It's well adapted to the San Joaquin Valley region. And we use that along with rye and peas and fava beans for the most part throughout those 8 years there. To answer your question about the broader interest among farmers in cover crops, it's kind of coincidental that this Thursday afternoon, beginning at about 1 o'clock, we're going to have a major public field day in which one of our partner farmers will be hosting an educational event in which he and his colleagues at their farm, this will be just a little bit east of the town of Los Banos, just south of Highway 152. They're going to have an open field day that will showcase five of the multi-diverse species mixtures that they've been using this winter to do the same kinds of things that we've tried to do in the research. And that's improve the soil tilt and add organic matter to the soil. I don't want to give the impression these are dominant practices at this point. They're not. The current issues about water shortages and the drought and everything. But it is fair to say certainly that there is interest in some sectors of cropping systems to try to improve soil quality and soil function. This field day will be, as I say, a coincidental opportunity to showcase some of the work that a farmer has done this last winter with cover crops.
Any pre-registration required here, or is this something that people can just show up?
The field day will take place on this Thursday, which will be the 26th of February, and it'll begin at 1 o'clock, and we will put signs out at the Highway 152 and Flanagan Road going south. Flanagan Road intersects with 152, and you'll take the Flanagan Road turn going south and follow the signs to Avenue 21, and then the field day will be there as part of Lucero Farms event there. No, there's no need to register. We don't anticipate, because of the short notice for this event, a lot of people coming, but I do think this will be an absolutely tremendous opportunity to see some very interesting mixtures of cover crops. That these mixtures include, you know, upwards of 9, 10, 12 different species in there, and they've been grown with very minimal water inputs. The host of the field day, Danny Ramos, will be there with his partners, and I'll be there as well to share in the information exchange there. So we welcome folks to come this Thursday, the 26th. The event will begin at 1 o'clock. And again, look for the signs, the road signs, right at the intersection of Highway 152 and Flanagan Road. I'd say it's about 12, 14 miles east of the town of Los Banos, going south on Flanagan.
Jeff, tell me about the economics of cover crops. Is it difficult to convince a grower, a farmer, to go ahead and put cover crops down because it's an added expense?
Doug, you're absolutely right. The additional costs that are involved with seeding, the actual cost of the seed, the preparation to get the crop established in the fall, and if there is going to be some water that's involved with that to establish the cover crop, you're absolutely right. Those are additional costs, and those have to be factored in to the decisions or the trade-offs that are involved with this kind of a practice. It turns out that the field event on Thursday will be a great opportunity for the participants, the folks that are able to come by, to talk with our hosts there about these trade-offs and these costs there. Turns out that what this particular farm has done this spring is very innovative, very interesting. They've actually harvested the cover crop as essentially a green shop silage crop. So they are going to get a double crop out of this winter's cover crop. They're going to leave the roots and the stubble in the soil, and they will go in with their tomatoes with just a single strip-till pass ahead of transplanting. This is the first time they've taken this particular approach, but they're actually increasing the economic value of the cover crop more than just adding organic matter to the soil system. They're actually taking this off as a silage crop and removing the above-ground material there. So another kind of an interesting, intriguing, innovative twist on the general concept of cover cropping that seems to work for them right now.
Jeff Mitchell, University of California Cooperative Extension Cropping Systems Specialist. You're listening to Ag Life. I'm Doug Cooper.